Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 497 of the Story Hacker podcast. So, yesterday, a mate of mine was talking about starting his new business, which he launched at the start of the year. And in particular, he was asking for advice about how to sort the wheat from the chaff in terms of business opportunities and connections and what have you. And in a sense, how to start getting business. And no, I'm not an expert. I'm not a salesperson. And I think that goes back to the answer I gave him, really, which was a dating analogy. Because for me, getting work, bringing the right work in, is a bit like dating. You know, when I was a kid, seems funny to say it now, but I was pretty skinny. I was always short. And, you know, there were two ways to get dates, right? There are two ways to get dates. One is to go up and ask. Which, if you're a short, skinny Englishman, is perhaps not what you're going to do. The other way, of course, is to become the person you need to be to get the girl or the boy that you want. And is that an easy strategy? No. Does it always work? No. But for me, it was so... It was so much more effective, I guess. And I don't mean in a... I don't mean in a kind of Groundhog Day, slightly weird thing where you sort of sniff out everything that the target thinks and what have you. But I mean just about becoming someone that other people want to date. Becoming a business, becoming a service that other people want to use. Because it is so much easier in the long run to have people coming to you than to be going out and hawking your stuff. And the key words in that last bit were "in the long run," because it does take time. And we talked about some of this yesterday, didn't we, when the kind of the networking effect. You know, we build a foundation and we're building this simple machine, this system from which the value is emergent. And I was thinking yesterday about car manufacturers and all the things. There was a story yesterday saying that some car production lines had stopped for days on end because there's a lack of chips in the world. And you just think about all the things that have to be ready and have to happen before the first car, the first thing you can actually sell, comes off the production line. And for me, my advice to my friend was really, you know, there are two things you have to worry about. One is, yes, right now, you have to worry about what work you're doing right now that's going to, you know, put bread on the table tomorrow. That's important. But also, who are you going to become in the next year, the next 2 years? What's your business going to be? And that is related to what we talked about yesterday, the kind of that weird network effect as more and more pages are added to your website or your services. You know, you start with a podcast, you turn that into a blog, you put that into a newsletter, and each time you add a node, each time you add a component to the system, the emergent value is multiplied. Anyway, so that is my... hey, that's the only piece of dating advice I'm ever going to give. There you go. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story means business.